The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. Once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. You might have heard, if you heard me speak yesterday, you might have heard me mention that the fourth Sunday of Easter, which was the Sunday we celebrated yesterday, is also known informally as Good Shepherd Sunday, because the gospel reading every year focuses on that most beloved of all images of Christ the Lord, Christ the Good Shepherd. Well, every year, the church takes that same image right into the very next day, so you've heard of Good Shepherd Sunday. Welcome to Good Shepherd Monday. And part of the reason why the image of the Good Shepherd is so loved is because of Psalm 23. Now, you might not know that psalm by number, but I'm pretty sure you know that psalm by its content. It's the one that says, "The Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I shall want. Fresh and green are the pastures where he gives me repose." Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." Once upon a time, there was a priest who was speaking to a group of very young grade school children, and somehow in the midst of this, the subject of Psalm 23 came up, and the priest asked, "Does anybody here know Psalm 23? And this one little child raised his hand, stood up straight with a voice filled with confidence, belted out, "The Lord is my shepherd, that's all I want," sat right down. You know, sometimes biblical language can obscure the powerful biblical message. Don't get me wrong. Biblical language is beautiful, noble, elevated, dignified, but there's a simple, powerful biblical message. Sometimes that message can get buried underneath a pile of these and thous. "The Lord is my shepherd, that's all I want." Now, you know it's all you should want. But is it in fact all that you do want? What would your life be like if the Lord was your shepherd, if you let God call the shots, and that was all you wanted? What would your life be like? Well, the rest of the psalm actually tells us. It tells us that it's a life not free from trouble, but rather a life of peace and joy in the midst of trouble. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," the psalm says, "I fear no evil because you're with me." I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That's pretty bad. That's worse than doing your taxes. That's worse than being stuck in traffic, right? Pretty bad. But I fear no evil. Not that there isn't anything to be afraid of, because there is, but I'm not afraid. And why? Because you're with me. I'm afraid of nothing. That's what your life would be like if you let God call the shots. One of my favorite images to describe this comes from Father Walter Chizik. Maybe some of you have heard of him. He's kind of famous. He was a Jesuit priest, spent decades as a prisoner in Soviet Russia.
doing hard labor in Siberia, in the Gulag Archipelago, for decades, presumed to be dead. And he wrote about it in a couple of famous books. I won't get into those now, but, you know, he had to learn to let the Lord be his shepherd. He had to learn to let the Lord call the shots and to be at peace with that. And he describes it in his books. He says it's like when you were a child and you learned how to swim. You remember how you were afraid you were going to drown in the water? Until somebody told you, you know, if you turn on your back, you'll float. And if you believed them, you know, it all went well. If you didn't believe them, you'd kick and you'd flail and you'd sink. But if you did believe them, you'd come to discover, much to your surprise, that you really do float, entirely surrendered and perfectly at peace. The Lord is my shepherd. That's all I want. Doesn't mean that I don't need anything. It means rather that God will provide everything that I do need because he's with me, because he's always with me. The question we want to ask ourselves is, are we with him? Because it takes both. He's with you, but are you with him? How do you know if you're with him? I think some of the answer comes further along in the psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Beside restful waters he leads me. He leads me to green pastures. Would you describe yourself as living your life beside restful waters and green pastures right now? If the answer is no, you may want to ask if you're really with him. Doesn't mean that things are easy. Don't get me wrong. One of my favorite images for this is actually the very first ever Christmas. Stop and think about the events of the very first ever Christmas night. It was an absolute disaster. An absolute catastrophe. Came time for a little baby to be born, and there's nowhere for the baby to be born. Nowhere to go in the dead of winter, in the cold night air. Absolute catastrophe. But when they realized that what mattered most was Jesus Christ, when their intention was entirely focused on him, it was the most peaceful night of all. Not that the other things in life don't matter, don't get me wrong. It's just that they're secondary. We want to be with the Lord, and that means above all else, remembering his presence. Jesus says, I'm the good shepherd. Anybody else comes to steal and rob and destroy. You give your life to the care and protection of anybody else or anything else, you've given your soul over to a thief. Now, honestly, ask yourself this question. Who's really the shepherd of your soul? You might want to pray about it. It might not come to you immediately. But I think if you honestly entertain the question, most of us will come to realize that our real shepherd is money. Yes, we want to love God, and yes, we want to say the rosary, but, you know, our real peace comes from what's in the bank account. Again, don't get me wrong. This doesn't mean it's not important. But if you put it first, or if you put your favorite candidate for office first, you think that all will be peaceful green pastures and restful waters if just this or that or the other person is in the right position in the government, or, you know, just the stock market does the right things and your 401k is thriving. You've given your soul over to thieves and robbers who will steal and slaughter and destroy the peace that God wants to give you right here, right now. Jesus says, I came that they might have life, have it more abundantly. I don't think we believe him. I really don't. I think most people hear that phrase and they think to themselves, yeah, that happens after I die, right? That happens. God holds that, all that peace in trust in heaven. That's not entirely true. And God wants you to know it if you'll let him be your shepherd and listen to his voice.